Fields, as I noted in my opening statement. So there is a lot that needs to be done in security with such a big airport such as Dallas, for instance. Let me go back to the dogs here. My understanding of the dollars and the metrics here, and again, if we can't correct the record here as a follow-up, my understanding is it costs roughly about $175,000 per whole body imaging machine. But the dogs are something like $20,000 to $30,000 to have a fully trained dog ready to go. Those aren't the numbers. Let's go ahead and correct the record, but I'm pretty darn sure that those are the records. But to Mr. Gosar's point, the whole body imaging machines have something that the dogs don't have. They have lobbyists. And what is infuriating to a person like me is I think the challenge is we got to increase the security. We have to become more secure. But we can't give up every civil liberty. We shouldn't be looking at every passenger naked in order to secure the airplane. What we do need are these good dogs. Because the Pentagon, having spent $19 billion, came to the conclusion, as I pointed out with the Lieutenant Colonel's comments, the single best way to find a bomb-making device or bomb-making materials is the canine. And we are not putting enough emphasis on expanding the use of canines. They're friendly, they're non-invasive, they're effective. They are the single best weapon, according to the Pentagon, in order to fight and find these explosive devices.
Would you like a response?
Sure.
In terms of the dogs you saw here, the TSA supports the Amtrak program. In fact, we probably have supported up to about a third of the dog teams that Amtrak has. A fully equipped dog team with training, trainer, dog, so on and so forth, is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars because you pay for the salary of the trainer.
Per year?
Yes. Yes.
You think that's per year? Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No,
let me ask Inspector Parker. No, hold on. Inspector Parker, can you give me a sense of just what does a dog handler make there at Amtrak? What's their annual salary? Do you have a guess of generally what they're making?
Depends on their rank. They're probably at 50 to 70,000.
How do you come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars? ALPO only costs so much.
We oversee the transit grant program where we provide dog teams to agencies around the country, and it is in excess of $100,000 that we provide.
You said hundreds of thousands of dollars per dog. I challenge you to verify that number.
We'll get you the numbers that we
with the gentleman yield
agencies.
Yes.
Would the gentleman yield for just one second?
Yes, sir. Mr.
I assume that your whole body imaging machines require an operator too that requires a salary as well. They don't. It actually in Corpus Christi requires at least two, actually three. One to stop you going through, one to listen on the radio, and the one in the back. They require three operators for a whole body machine.
They all require. They're all expensive systems. They each have the role.
You're suggesting that the whole body imaging machine is a cheaper alternative than using the canines.
I'm telling you.
I tell you what. Let's do this. I would love to do this. You take 1,000 people and put them in a room, I'll give you 10 whole body imaging machines. You give me 5,000 people in another room, you give me one of his dogs, and we will find that bomb before you find your bomb.